is Marlena Connolly, and this piece is entitled Grace and Mercy. Before I was born and my mom got to hold me, God chose me, and I'm so thankful that I was chosen, because I remember the days that I should have chose him, but instead I was out in the world and I chose sin. Yes, I vividly remember the days when I skipped choir rehearsal just to make it to the end. As a Christian, I should have stood apart from the world, but I chose to blend, because it was either Jesus or my homies, and I chose friends. And see, I said the sinner's prayer just about 100 times, so that means I stood at the altar before God and told about 100 lies. Yeah, I believe Jesus died and he bled for my sins, but I never felt the Holy Spirit and it never did convict. So I reached out to the church, but all they did was condemn. I reached out to Jesus Christ and I haven't been the same since. And if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be able to get in. They talk about love. Well, see, true love is when someone comforts you, even when you left them hanging for your sins. Mankind sold him out, betrayed him with a kiss. And the same ones who cried Hosanna screamed, crucify him. But he still went to Golgotha's hill to lay down his life for a friend. Somebody please tell me what manner of man is this, that he would give up his life for me, knowing I would refuse to give up sin for him. And in the Garden of Gethsemane, he said, Father, if there's any other way, let this cup pass from me. But he died on Calvary anyway, so I'll do anything he asks of me. Pour out my heart and worship, give him the very last of me. Because Jesus Christ changed my life drastically. He erased my wretched past from me and allowed me to be totally transparent. See, all of my sins, from lying to fornication to even homosexuality, they were erased by the blood that Jesus shed on Calvary. So I'm done with that lifestyle. I just thank God that before I died, I had a chance to repent. I came to him with a contrite heart, and he forgave me of my sins. But I was supposed to die. That's what the enemy meant. But grace and mercy stepped in, and my God just didn't see fit. He promised me deliverance, and that's what I received. By his blood, I've been redeemed, justified, set free. That's why forever I will worship Jesus. Forever you will be my king. And just like Ronnie Hunter say, I don't deserve it, but God, you still bless me anyway. Just